doesn't mean to self-evaluate. When you feel the urge to judge someone, what should you do instead? Dr. Dixon shares today how to spot your blind spots. Let's listen.
What sin do you tend to see so clearly and readily in others? What does that tell you about the sin that might be in your own life? I want to share with you today how to spot your blind spots. Matthew 7:3 says, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Well, before you judge someone else, remember that you have blind spots in your own life. Blind spots are attitudes or weaknesses in your life that you cannot see or refuse to see, even though they cause conflict with others. How about that? And I tell you one thing, you may be constantly argumentative and not realize you keep turning simple conversations into debates. You know those kind of people. Jesus says that when you feel the urge to judge someone because of their blind spots, think of it as an opportunity to uncover your own and to address them. He talked about this in the Sermon on the Mount. Yeah, in Matthew 7. And it was several verses there. You see, he says, "Let me take the speck out of your eye." Yeah. How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all of the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Isn't that good? That's some good stuff right there. you know what he's saying to you? Jesus is saying, "How dare you? How dare you?" That's what he's saying. Why are you so concerned about the sin in someone else's life when you haven't dealt with the even greater sin in your own life? Take care of your blind spots. Yes, so that you will be able to see clearly to help others. Have you noticed that you tend to judge in others what you dislike in yourself? If you're lazy and you know it, and you don't like that about somebody, okay? Because you certainly don't like it about yourself. You tend to see it more in others and judge them. If you're prideful or greedy, you tend to spot that quickly in other people. Whatever you tend to struggle with, you'll notice it in others more easily. You just don't like them. And you really don't like yourself. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 11:31, "If we judge ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us." Think about that. What that verse is saying, if we would seriously examine our lives and self-evaluate our own weaknesses, our own faults and failures, then God wouldn't have to judge us. God is for you, not against you. He already knows your blind spots, and he wants to help you address them so that you can mature in your faith. Self-evaluate. Oh, let God show you how to spot your blind spots. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.